The Burt Show.
How's everybody doing this morning? What was the highlight? Oh, I already know.
You don't even have to ask.
I don't even have to ask Abby with the highlight.
Don't ask me now because I'm going to be talking about it all day.
I know you are. We're going to get into Taylor Swift here in just a couple of seconds. So going around the room and asking Abby what was the exciting part of her day yesterday is stupid.
I thought it was just a regular Monday and turns out it was the day we found out we were getting another Taylor Swift album. So I'm very excited, but I'm also very tired because I was up all night waiting for the announcement.
Come on.
This woman has no respect for my sleep schedule because she did this with some of her other albums where with the Midnight's album, she literally made us wait up until midnight every single night, like leading up to the release of it to like know the track list. And so I was like getting no sleep then. And then she's like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so fun if I announced the 12th album that I'm coming out with at 12:12 a.m. No! Some of us have to pay our bills, Taylor.
Is that what she did?
Yes. All just to know the freaking album name. And I'm like,
album.
That's it?
What?
What? I heard that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Tommy said something like album or something. Anyway, later on in the show today, I want to ask people, like, what did you do as the shining example of your fandom? Because this is so foreign to me. I think the only way that the only thing I might like get up for or stay up late for was, look, I've been rooting for the Padres and the Chargers my entire life. I mean, we're talking decade after decade after decade. If there was a limited amount of tickets going on for like a World Series, I'm probably getting up at 3 a.m. or staying up until midnight, but that's about it.
But that's the same.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, that's why I'm saying we could compare fandoms later on.
Yeah.
Because I am sure that there. Look, I told you about the time that way back in the day that I was working in Dallas, right? And Hanson hadn't made their superstardom just yet. They were on their way up, but people were rabid about them, right? So they were doing shopping mall tours where they would play a couple of songs in a shopping mall and then radio stations would interview them like in the main lobby or the food court even of a shopping mall, right? So I was working for Kiss in Dallas and Kid Craddock and we were one of the stations that did that. So Hanson comes on, they play a couple of songs, we talk to Hanson, they take off, and right after that, there is a woman with a piece of tape wrapped around her finger and she is pressing it to the floor of our stage and also the surrounding area. And I'm like, what are you doing? I thought she maybe was part of maintenance or something. What are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to find some of Hanson's hair.
Look at Abby's face.
Right?
Do they have good hair or something?
Oh, yeah. They had that long blonde hair. The brothers had like this long, luxurious, thick hair. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy fandom right there, right?
You see it? These aren't women.
Yes.
The drummer, I think, was taken for a woman a couple of different times. And he was like, no, I'm not.
And but what's really weird, they were very young.
Very young.
Like, you're trying to steal the hair of minors if you really think about it. Like, it's really creepy.
It's icky.
So we have to ask listeners, what's the craziest thing they did, all right? How was your day yesterday?
My day was fine. Unfortunately, it was a busy day. Even though I just kind of, wanted to crawl into bed and wallow, which I did do some of that, because if you missed it later in the show, yesterday was the anniversary of my dad's passing. It's just like a punch to the gut. So I was just trying to like listen to my head, listen to my heart, listen to my soul. So I went and I picked Jimmy up from school, sat in the carpool, grabbed him. We went over to see Bart. I almost called him Dada on the air.
Oh, big Dada?
No, absolutely not. Ew. Went to go see Bart at the condo that we are hopefully going to be finally done with here soon. And then Jimmy called the shots yesterday. Jimmy whispered in my ear and he goes, hey, Mama, can we go get ice cream?
Aww.
And I was like, you know what? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Cartons of it. And we will eat all of them.
So we went. First, mom needed Five Guys. So we just, it was a health day yesterday.
You went all in, man. Uh-huh. I hope your trainer's not listening.
Yeah. And then Häagen-Dazs is doing something special for Burt's Big Adventure on Friday. 100% of the sales is going to Burt's Big Adventure, our nonprofit. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World. So we went and got us some ice cream, just to prep the stomach for Friday.
Yeah, you got to coat it. kind of wean it, train your stomach now for Friday. Yes.
Yeah. You know, this is what premier athletes do.
I think I will train today also. Mm-hmm. What a great idea. Okay.
And so, and then we got home, and that's when Bart took Jimmy and he played with the neighborhood kids, and I just chilled in bed for the rest of the night and just kind of like, you know. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, mine was kind of a pretty standard day yesterday, except Hayden started a new job yesterday.
So exciting.
Very.
And he has been totally and completely freaked out. He graduated from college and he's a performing arts major and he hasn't been able to find anything in his field just yet. So he was just looking for something to get some cash in his pocket. His mom and Joe are giving him a card that is a hand-me-down from Joe's recently passed mom, which is like an 1989 Camry.
Dude, that is vintage.
I'm telling you, I said to him the other day, I'm like, let me tell you about the year that this car was made. So he needs money for maintenance on the car.
And Taylor Swift has an album coming out, and that's the year she was born. 1989.
Oh my
it's all an Easter egg. It all comes back to Taylor Swift.
If you're having the thought like, okay, so where did he get his job? I'm going to keep that one really close to me. Hayden and Hollis are so different. One of Hayden's concerns was because this job offer or this, yeah, it was an offer, opportunity came from a big time Burt Show listener. And he didn't like that at all. He doesn't want to use dad's name. Not he was calling himself a Nepo baby. I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you a morning show. Okay, this is a very kind of superficial job for him right now. And the person that hired him knows that also. And she knows that he's kind of socially awkward, but she is so sweet. She's been so great. I wish I could say her name on the air. I don't want to reveal anything. She's been handling him so well because we were concerned that him in a public forum where he has to talk to people all the time was going to be very much of a stretch. And she was telling us and telling him that she used to be just like that back in the day, years and years and years ago. She was so shy, so she can really handle that with him. And also, she's so sweet. He Ubered down to the job interview, and she's like, I noticed that you didn't drive down here. You want me to give you a ride home? She offered him a ride home.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not like a stranger because I know her, so she took time out of her day and drove him home and stuff. So he doesn't want to be working at this job and have people say, hey, aren't you Bert's son? So I am going to go ahead and just try to keep that anonymous, whereas Hollis would be like, yeah, go ahead and use it.
Give me some more customers.
Heck yeah, tell everybody. I'll put it on my name tag.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Paul Revere and I had many things in common last night because while the peasants were sleeping and snuggled up in their bed, I was awake doing the Lord's work. Because last night, the great philosopher Taylor Swift announced that she's coming out with a new album. She gave us like a little tidbit online. She put on her website that at 12:12 a.m. Eastern, she was going to have a big announcement. And of course, when your favorite artist says they have a big announcement at midnight, 12 a.m., you're staying up. Now, I said I was going to bed because I was like, you know what? Mama's got to pay the bills. Mama's got to have a working brain tomorrow. But then my brain wouldn't shut up. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? She's releasing something. What if she releases the track list? What if it's a music video? Because there are rumors that she's coming out with a new music video. And we have the new album.
Whoa, stop what you're doing. Breaking news now on The Bert Show.
TS12 is going to be called The Life of a Showgirl. Very dramatic, if you will. And this kind of departs from her, other than the Tortured Poets Department, it kind of is a departure from how she typically names her albums. She typically gives us like one word or two words. They're very like short and concise. So The Life of a Showgirl, I feel like is going to speak to some of the drama we're going to be getting from this album. There are some leaks that have already come out online in terms of like photos. I'm pretending not to see them, even though I've absolutely seen them and already started dissecting them and what I think it means for the album. But what is even cooler about this album is we've all been really expecting this to be kind of a love album about her and Travis's relationship. And she announced it on a preview for his New Heights podcast episode that comes out on Wednesday.
I wanted to show you something.
Okay. What do we got?
We got
a briefcase.
Yep.
Mint green with TS on it.
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS 12!
That's Travis's brother freaking out.
I just love that it's coming out on one of the most successful straight man podcasts. And it's like these two old white dudes who play football, who host this football podcast. They're like, yes, a Taylor Swift album.
Now, I definitely appreciate Taylor Swift. I am not a Taylor Swift stan to the level of Abby, but I can still sit back and appreciate like all that this means. Like, even if you aren't a super Taylor Swift fan, right? Like, nobody should be out here yucking anybody's yum. This is very exciting. I'm actually like, I'm more excited for you than I am for Taylor.
I am also. Yeah. And also, do you represent like my connection to Taylor fans? Mm-hmm. So through your enthusiasm, I'm excited for Taylor stans.
Thank you. I will say I do represent like the average Taylor Swift fan. Like grew up with her. Now I'm like an adult with adult money. So when she goes on tour inevitably again, I'm going to go into debt to see her.
No, I know. I love this for you. I love this for all the Taylor Swift fans. And then too, there's another layer of it. And it's the fact that she has, you know, and this is not to take away from her album and everything she's doing. This is just in addition to, but the supportive boyfriend, man. I am here for the supportive boyfriend.
For sure.
Like the, you know, coming together. Because she could have used any platform to share this news and it's going to be massive. But the fact that she's helping him, I don't know if he's really helping her. But, you know, but the fact that they're doing this together, I think that's a healthy relationship right there, and I'm here for it.
If you take the superstardom out of it, this is what a relationship is supposed to look like. Look, you've got a new project coming out. I'm there for you, girl. Mm-hmm. You have a new season coming out. Mm-hmm. You got a new project coming out. Travis with his new season. I'm going to show up to your games.
Yeah.
This is what people do.
I'm going to be at your games. I'm going to be at your shows. I'm going to be so stoked when you come out with, like, there's no, it's seemingly, just taking it for what it is. There's no jealousy. There's no envy. Mm-hmm. There's no like, oh, your star can't be bigger than mine. It's like, how can we, oh, this is it. How can we both help each other shine as bright as possible? Mm-hmm. And I love that.
It's a really good point. And if people are like, what's the big deal? This is how loving couples handle relationships and support. The difference between theirs and ours is that there's so much PR BS that goes into things. So many different meetings. I'm sure they went through 6 or 7 meetings before they decided all this, and they have to be so calculated, yet they chose each other at the end of the day.
What's really beautiful about this move is it's kind of a full circle moment, because the album is probably going to be a lot about Travis, and the way their relationship got started was where? On his New Heights podcast.
Yeah.
So it's all coming together.
The Burt Show.
How about 100 days of good goes round?
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
Right, we are on day 72, where each and every day we are trying to do good. You guys tell us what you need. We try to spread that good goes round to you guys. On day 67, Cassie, take it from there. What'd you do?
Hey, guys. I hosted the Making Strides for Breast Cancer fundraising kickoff for the American Cancer Society. And it was really cool. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it because, if you guys don't know, the new listeners, my mom passed just this past June from a very aggressive form of stage 4 breast cancer. So I wasn't sure if I was going to be ready to talk about it, but I figured my mom spent her life taking care of other people. She'd want to do it. And interestingly enough, when I got there, not only did I find out that it's the 40th anniversary of the Breast Cancer Awareness Movement, and I'm turning 40 this year, we had a survivor speak, and her name was Angela, and that's my mom's name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the signs.
So fitting to be there. So I got to speak to a room of people who really just fundraise for breast cancer research, for breast cancer awareness. You know, breast cancer is no longer a deadly disease for a lot of people. You can manage it. It's highly treatable if you catch it early. So please give yourself the self-checks in the mirror. If you're over 40, make sure you schedule your mammogram so you don't put your family through what our family had to go through. But because of advancements in treatment and research, I feel like we got an extra 4 years with my mom. Mm. And these folks are a part of that movement making that happen.
Okay. Hey, Cass, that took a lot of strength to do that so soon. And I know your mom is so proud that you did that.
Thanks, KK. Thank you.
All right, that was day 67, day 68. Abby, I'm just finding out about this.
Yes, this is going to be so exciting. In a couple of weeks, I signed up to foster a dog at Lifeline Animal. So basically, I feel like in the recent couple of days, I've been tagged in a lot of posts online about dogs and dog shelters in the area that are said to be euthanized. And if I had the capacity, like, I would be adopting all of the dogs because I'm just such a pet person. Like, I know I have cats, but I grew up with dogs and I just wish I could do more to help. But somebody tagged me in Lifeline Animals influencer project where they're just connecting influencers with foster dogs to help them get adopted. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's like the bare minimum of what I can do to at least at the, you know, try and get these dogs adopted since I can't adopt them myself. So yeah, and next weekend, not this upcoming weekend, but in two weekends, I will be taking a dog out for a day and posting online about it. So
very cool,
so
man.
So cute. I love that they do that. They have a program for influencers to help pups get find forever homes.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about it since I don't have the capacity to have a dog, but I love dogs. So it'll be kind of like getting to just scratch that itch for a day.
Fantastic. All right. That was day 68. On day 69, Tommy helped out.
Yep. I drove 400 miles round trip to move a college student into her first off-campus apartment, which was kind of crappy, but we helped her move in. And then I also took a note out of Cassie's notebook. We're both campers. We have RVs. And I picked up trash at an Alabama campground to make things nice and clean. And then on Sunday, I talked about this a little yesterday. I expect my commendation from the Alabama state troopers any day now because I called 911 not once but twice to save lives because there were some crazy drives. I witnessed a hit and run, which I called in, and then there was a big swervy box truck that was going to hurt somebody, and I called 911 again. So I did my due diligence as a citizen of the United States to keep the roads safe. And then Amber helped a lady yesterday.
Yes. So I was in this grocery store on the south side, and this elderly woman was pushing a cart full of groceries. And she told me that no one had asked her if she needed any assistance. And she looked like she needed help. She was limping a little bit. And she had a cane, too. So I was like, what's going on? So I asked her if she needed some assistance, and she said yes. And I helped her load her groceries into her car. And then she tried to give me a $2 tip, which was so sweet. And I was like, no, don't worry about that. It's fine. And then I said, well, instead, I'm going to cry. So I said, instead, is it okay if I get a hug? Because I hadn't had a motherly hug in a long time. Oh. And so she gave that to me. And, you know, it was a beautiful moment. Oh, my goodness. And it made me feel so warm because I hadn't had a warm hug like that in a long time.
Since your mom passed?
Yeah. So it was good for me. Wow. She got 100 days of goodness for me as well, I guess.
That's beautiful. It goes both ways, right?
It does. Yeah.
So here we are on day 72, and let's help a teacher out.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Burr Show fam help clear your wish list.
All right, it is Angerica Wilson. She needs some help for her kindergartners at Lawrenceville Elementary.
Hi, I'm Angerica Wilson, and I'm a kindergarten teacher at LES. Before I was a teacher, I was that student who did not feel seen in the classroom. I constantly watched as my peers always had the coolest supplies or snacks, and as the oldest of 9 children, my parents did their best to supply us with the items needed the best they could. But there was a lot they could not afford to get us. And I just remember how it felt to see the other kids in the class with all their cool back-to-school gear or snacks. Now that I am a teacher myself, I see firsthand the same students who, like me, watch their peers pull out their supplies and snacks and see the longing on their faces. I would love to have a classroom that's inviting and would love to provide items one might not necessarily need, like flexible seating, but would be awesome to have in the classroom. Also, having snacks for the students who cannot afford to bring one in every day can be difficult on a teacher's salary, and although I try my best throughout the school year, it can get difficult. Yes, my school does a very good job of providing teachers the tools and resources necessary to teach in the classroom, but I know it would be awesome to have that classroom that every student feels seen in, whether that be with extra supplies or snacks for the students. I hope you consider purchasing from my wish list to help my kiddos succeed even more this year. Thank you.
All right, so where is that wish list? It's up online at theburtshow.com right now. So you can help all these
kindergartners.
And I'm 100% sober. That's what they should ask you when they pull you over instead of doing the alphabet. Go ahead and say the word kindergartners.
Let's get you back to bed, Grandpa.
Seriously, man, I need a nap. I've only been up 2 hours and I need a nap already. All right, so help them out in Lawrence for Lawrenceville Elementary. What we are hoping is you just go and you buy one or two items today, and then by tomorrow, and Jerrica Wilson will not have to worry about it at all. That wish list is up online at thebirdshow.com.
The Bird Show.
When our producer, Messy Mikey, was telling us yesterday in a post-show meeting about this one store, I was floored. I was floored. In 2025, when we are so politically correct and we are so aware of like women's sizes being accurate from one store to the other and not body shaming, how is this one store a store and how is it so popular?
Well, the name of the establishment is Brandy Melville, and is that like a, you guys have heard of that a lot?
I have first time I've heard of it.
So yeah, the first time I heard of Brandy Melville, I was studying abroad in college, and I remember I think this is like an American brand, and my two friends that I was rooming with was like, oh my God, there's a Brandy Melville in Madrid. We have to go to Brandy Melville. And I walk in, I'm like, this is Baby Gap for women because it's only one size fits all. And it's not like, oh, everything must be accommodating for all sizes. It's accommodating for one size, and that size is teeny tiny.
Yeah, I thought it was only one size. Turns out there's two sizes, extra small and small.
Is that true?
There's extra small and small in this store.
And they're labeled that way?
Yeah, extra small and small. And my girlfriend says it's hard for her to shop. If we go to Target, she has to go to like the kids section. So this store is perfect for her. She's obsessed with it. Quite a little controversial store though. And I told you guys yesterday, I guess it's the Paris location. The doorway is like as skinny as you've ever seen. It's become like a meme. It's like that's a Brandy Melville door because it is like even someone that shops there has to like kind of turn sideways to fit in the door. But we went to Chicago this past weekend. Here's some background information. She has been wanting to go to China because they opened a huge Brandy Melville in China. Instead,
There are other reasons to go to China.
Nope. Brandy Melville and back.
All right.
Instead,
through the Great Wall. All right. We want to see Brandy Melville.
Instead, I took her to Brandy Melville and I took her to Chinatown. So okay. That's a lot cheaper
enough.
Trip. Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah, pretty good.
So how is this store like a thing? And how is it not getting a whole bunch of, in 2025, I guess, you know, if you want to argue both sides, there are women's plus size stores, right? Just for plus size. So logically, it would make sense that there would be stores that would only cater to small and extra small, but the wrath of political correctness on that, you can't, it's mind-boggling.
Well, you do have petite sections in stores, especially for those who are shorter. I don't know how, Bert, you and I missed this, but last year there was a documentary, and it's called Brandy Hellville and the Cult of Fast Fashion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been getting crap for quite some time.
They have. Yeah.
Basically, if you thought Abercrombie was bad, this is like Abercrombie's drunk, scary uncle.
You have to also wonder, like, they have the fabric, they have the factories. Why can't they make another size?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's something very calculated over there. But, okay, so I went to the store. Most chaotic place I've ever been on Earth. I've never been in a more jam-packed place in my life.
All these skinny little people running around.
It was an army of these tiny little ladies. Army of tiny ladies.
Everyone's got low blood sugar. Such a model.
Here, have an orange juice.
It was scary. The line was out the door, and it just like twist and turned throughout the whole store. So it was basically like a moving assembly line to see each piece of clothing. And
they weigh you before you can check out.
Yeah. No, but I walked in there. I guess I don't fit the beauty standard because I was getting dirty looks. So I walked back out and sat with a sea of dejected and sad husbands, boyfriends, and dads just sitting there just dying. Yeah, dying inside.
You know the Brandy Melville body shaming is bad when Mikey is not skinny enough for something.
Right? Seriously. And as a guy that's 5'4", I gotta wonder, is there a guy section?
Oh, you might fit.
I might have to start going.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
It's a great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift because you're getting a new album.
Better get used to this, people. I'm going to get used to it today.
I'm going to try and limit this to 2 e-buzzes, but I'm so excited. I feel like I need to write my dissertation as to what TS-12 is supposedly going to sound like. Because I was talking to Bert earlier, because I feel like the last 2 albums have been moodier albums of Taylor Swift. They've been very lyric heavy. And I feel like they haven't done commercially well on radio, whereas her previous albums have been like really, really big pop banger albums. And TS-12, I am predicting, based off of what I've seen on the interweb, that this could possibly be her biggest pop album since 1989.
That's almost a bold statement, lady.
It is.
And I almost hate to say this now, but the way things have changed is I don't think the litmus test or the success definition of it being popular is it being on the radio anymore.
And I'm inclined to agree with you, but I think as Taylor Swift is kind of getting into her later years, and I hate to call her old, but she's a geriatric pop star, if you will. I mean, she's going to be 35 this year. And I think she's realizing, okay, maybe I only have a couple of more big pop albums left in me because now she's with Travis. And maybe she wants to do other things. She has been signed on with Searchlight Pictures to direct a movie. So maybe she's going to do a couple big pop albums and then pivot to different forms of storytelling.
Abby and I were having a conversation in studio earlier, and I said, I really like Taylor Swift. I like her music. I like everything that she stands for, actually, right? Gives so much and doesn't ask for a lot of credit on things, but I'm not a guy that listens to lyrics.
Understandably, nobody would expect a 50-something-year-old man to relate to the Tortured Poets Department, which is about being a woman in your 20s and 30s having a 10-year-long situationship.
And that's where her beauty is and her connection is. I mean, I like Pitbull. I like Welcome to My House. I like Florida, you know?
Yes.
But on this album here, I'm going to really try to listen to the words and engage with you.
No,
but
what I'm trying to say is I actually don't think on this album you're going to necessarily need to focus on the lyricism that much because I hate to admit this because it's kind of taboo in the Swiftie community, but there have been some leaked pictures of the vinyls. And and this is, I guess, a small spoiler. So if you want to be completely spoiler free, maybe tune into the podcast later on wherever you get your favorite podcast. But she has been working with her really close personal friend, Jack Antonoff, on her most recent albums. And he is in charge of a lot of her big songs within the Swiftie community that are very lyric forward. Whereas according to these photos that I have seen of these alleged leaked vinyls, she is exclusively working with legendary producers Max Martin and Johann Schellback. And another thing, just to descend into the Swiftie madness, is Taylor Swift has a couple of different types of songs that she describes as either like glitter gel pen lyrics or fountain pen lyrics. And I will say she has been advertising this album with glitter, so I think it's safe to say we're going to get a lot of glitzy pop songs out of her.
I think Kristen said this earlier. The only reason why we're excited about the Taylor Swift album is because you're excited about the Taylor Swift album.
I needed something to live for. And this is giving me that. I just purchased my vinyl online from her, and it says it's set to ship out before October 13th. And it said it's not necessarily a release date, that it could come out before. But in case we're wondering when we're actually going to get the music from her, it's probably sometime before then.
And then you told us earlier about the podcast. I'm more excited about that. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. So she's going on the New Heights podcast tomorrow at 7 p.m., which is a little bit of a switch up from their normal schedule. Normally, New Heights drops their new episodes at 9 a.m., but we're going to have to wait 14 more hours until the p.m. to hear her, I guess, talk about this new album.
And I'm sure they're going to talk about their relationship because that's what they do. This will really be the first time that we get very good personal insight on the chemistry and the relationship. You see him in pictures at football games. You see him in pictures on the beach vacationing together, and they look like they're very in love. But on this, I can't believe that I'm so excited about this. But this is going to be the very first time that we get to hear and see their chemistry together and why they're so in love with each other.
No, literally yesterday, the New Heights podcast posted this little clip, and I sent it. I didn't necessarily schedule it for this break. Do we have that New Heights clip where he's commenting on her eyes? But there's this little clip that came out at 10 right before, you know, the announcement came out that she was going to release something at midnight. And she's like, oh, that's a beautiful color that you're wearing. And he goes, thanks, it's the color of your eyes, sweetie. And I literally go,
melted.
I watched it 4,000 times. It was so cute. But it's just like the most normal I've ever seen her. I'm like, this is just my favorite capitalist Barbie billionaire Taylor Swift with her boyfriend. It's just so cute and normal.
Hey, The Bird Show.